Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
We have a 911. On robbery in progress. See surplus store corner People's Drive on 24th Street.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Cop Shop with Chief Steve Hebby. I'm alone in the great halls of KSJE today, unless you count the two Scotts to my left and the two Nicoles to my right. I represent all of the rest of us. I am the one that is a nonconformist today. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cop Shop. And Nicole, with me as always.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am great.
It's Friday. It's very hot today.
It is a warm day.
And we have our guest is from Identity Inc. She is El Presidente, also named Nicole. So we only allow Scotts and Nicoles in here. And so that really shrinks down who we can invite to these shows. But fortunately, you're on the list.
Fortunately, I made it. Yeah. Thank goodness I had the name Nicole.
It was a rigorous screening. Yeah. Let me just tell you that part of it anyway. So we're going to talk with Nicole about a whole variety of things, things that are going on in the country, things that are going on with Identity Inc., which is something we've talked about on this show in the past. It's something that FPD has built a close relationship with since its founding, which was by Dr. Judy Pollier, who was an instructor up here at San Juan College. So it's fitting you're coming back here to talk. I don't think you ever met Judy.
No, fortunately, I haven't been able to ever meet Judy. I hear tons of great things about her, though. So just hopefully I can keep doing the great work that she started.
Good. Yeah. So you've been president for roughly a year?
Yeah, almost a year now. So I got elected, sometime last fall, Okay. So it's been going well. You know, COVID kind of put a damper on all of the plans and ideas and things like that I had for Identity. But as soon as we open back up, you know, we'll continue on and try to make sure we get some of those things done.
Good. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit about Identity, what you guys do. You know, we are big supporters of it. We've talked about it in the past, but I think you can go into more detail about the impact you're having in Farmington and the neighboring areas.
Well, so Identity is the LGBTQ community center that we have downtown. It's located on the corner of Main and Allen. And I'm not quite sure how long we've been there. I've only been in Farmington since November 2018. So it's been in that same spot since I've been here. And we don't have any plans to move, so we should still be there. But the community center is open not just to, you know, the LGBTQ, you know, family. They're open to allies and everyone. So a lot of the people that come in, you know, they use our computers for the internet. You know, we have a lot of grants and things that we can help people with, you know, for housing and food and other resources. We also do, you know, testing once a month. When we were open, we did. But we can also, you know, give you some places to go now if they need any kind of testing, HIV testing in particular or STD testing. We have resources for all of that. We also have a teen group, which is, I think, one of our best and most productive things that one of our most, I guess, things that we're proud of is that we have an LGBTQ teen group from ages 13 to 18 that they meet every Monday. And it really just helps them be able to go through all of the things that that a teenager has to go through normally, but then also being you know, part of the LGBTQ family. So we have, you know, transgender teens, and we have, you know, gay teens, lesbian teens, all kinds of teens. And we have a group facilitator who just kind of talks them through everything, and everyone's there for each other for moral support. And we're also able to give them outside counseling through a grant we got through the city. So it's been fantastic to be able to provide them access to an actual therapist. So that's really cool. But other than that, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a community center. So you come in, you hang out. We have food on on site, so we can, you know, give people some canned goods and some other foods like that. We have a ton of clothes and things like that that we give to the homeless people, blankets, pillows, things like that. We just try to help whoever comes through our doors.
Very good. Yeah. So one of the challenges that Identity's had in throughout there, and I think this is 5 years since Judy opened it, if I'm not mistaken, close to it anyway, is funding, which is the battle for every advocacy group or charity that is out there. But Identity has struggled with that, and we've partnered with you guys a couple of times to try and turn the tide, and we were hoping that this latest HBO special, which you were a feature in, would help turn the tide a little. Why don't you talk a little bit about your experience with the HBO special, We're Here, is what it was called, and how that came to be.
That was a crazy, crazy experience. I had no idea that it was happening until the day that the recruiter was coming into town. And so they were like, hey, can you meet up? And I was like, sure, what's all this about? And so he kind of told us, and he was like, you know, we're thinking about coming to Farmington to film this show. You know, we just kind of want to, you know, we want to, you know, shine the light on smaller towns and what it's like to be, you know, LGBTQ in a smaller town. Sure. And we're like, oh, that's a fantastic idea. And they really liked the aspect that we have a lot of indigenous population that comes into town, and the reservation's fairly close, so they really liked that aspect too. And so they came in and they scouted and they loved it, and I think it was a couple weeks later they decided that they were going to come to town and film. And you know, they asked us, because you know we have the community center, they asked us if we had any people in mind, and so I started throwing out a bunch of names, and I guess maybe some of them didn't work out. And so eventually I told them I would do it. You know, I said, hey, I'll interview for it, you know. And I interviewed that Friday. I found out that Monday that they picked me, and then they were there the next week. So it
went from anonymous to a star. Awful quick.
Yeah, it happened really, really quick. Yeah. But that experience was just, there's no words. It was incredible. It was really neat to kind of see the background of how things are made, you know, mm-hmm. and all the people that kind of go into mm-hmm. it. But I love that it's an unscripted series, because it's really just genuine, right? So the people that the three queens that they bring in to kind of be mothers to the local people, they're just really, really great humans, and they care a lot about just making sure that they can make an impact. And so it was really great to really connect with my host and share those stories and just kind of share my experience and be comfortable with that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was really good that they chose those people, and the way that they depicted everyone in Farmington and, you know, depicted the town, I thought that I felt like it was pretty good. I felt like they, you know, focused on Navajo Nation and the indigenous people out there, which I think is fair, because you know that I don't think that their voices are heard as much as everyone else that's in town. So mm-hmm. I think it was nice of them to do that.
Yeah. No, I think it was well attended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The show was great.
Oh my. So I think I was getting ready, and they were like, someone came in and said, The line is out the door, around the building, and then around the corner.
Yeah.
And I said, how are you going to fit all these people in here? And they said, well, we can get to capacity. And so they just started letting them in, you know. And I wasn't the first to go on. So when whoever went out to, like, start introducing the show, and you just hear, like, this roar, I think my stomach just kind of sank. And I was
bit more than you bargained for.
yeah, definitely.
You did a great job, though.
Thank you.
Yep. It was very good.
Yeah, I was super nervous, but watching it, you can't really tell. So that's good.
Yeah, no, and I've watched the series, and it has just been, what a great series.
I know, and it's really cool, because every episode is different, and every person has a different story, and it's just Yeah, I cry every time.
And the hosts are great.
Aren't they?
So you can tell they care not just about whoever their person was. They cared about everyone that they were dealing with and just, like, the love and the questions that they would ask.
Yeah,
just great.
It was really cool. And I'm just thankful that we got to be a part of that, you know, the first series. And they did just get renewed for a second season. So,
really?
Yeah, they'll be going around small towns and...
That's
awesome.
Yeah. So hopefully we set the bench pretty high.
I think so.
Now, part of that, you know, we were hoping that it was going to result in better funding for Identity, that we'd get more donations out of it. I think that was one reason that we were participating for sure. Mm-hmm. How did you guys do? Did it help?
At the show itself, we made almost $2,000, I want to say. Yeah. So somewhere, I can't remember the exact number, but it was somewhere in like the 1700s, I believe.
Good.
We made. So that was incredible just at the show. And then after that, we got a flood of volunteers, a flood of donations for our teen group or just for Identity itself. And then every, you know, couple days or so, we'll get a new donation here or there. And so right now, I'm just focusing on making sure that Identity has all the platforms for people to be able to donate.
Sure.
We just opened a PayPal today. So we're working on it and trying to catch up with the 20th century. So
so how can people donate if they want to support Identity Inc., which is the only resource center like it in the entire state of New Mexico?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can always do it the old-fashioned way. You know, come on in and write us a check or mail it to us. We're at 204 West Main Street in Farmington. Like I said, I just opened up a PayPal, so the email for the PayPal account is Identity Inc. New Mexico, so NM, Identity Inc. NM at gmail.com. So you can donate there on PayPal. And then another way that that we've been doing for a long time is Amazon Smile. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. But if you shop on Amazon and you use Amazon Smile, a percentage of your purchase is donated to whichever organization that you choose. So it's just like regular shopping, but... if you do it through Amazon Smile, then a portion of your purchase will go to
Identity Inc.
Yeah, you can support Identity Inc. So
there's a great way.
It doesn't take any extra money.
Yeah, you're not just shopping for yourself anymore. I mean, really, you're supporting a charity.
Yeah. So find us on Amazon Smile and just, you know, shop regularly, and you'll be helping us out. So that'd be great.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of leave that phase and we'll move over to another phase because you're kind of a complex character here.
And so a little bit of everything.
Bit of everything. And so you put together a public defender's walkout, I believe, of some sort. And it's all related to what's been going on nationally with the George Floyd death and all the fallout that's spun from there. And we've talked about that some on the show, but that's another reason we wanted you to come in and talk a little bit about what you did and how we're doing as a department in relating with our community.
So this national thing, I'm not sure who prompted it, but we got an email the week, I want to say a few days before, maybe like Wednesday or Thursday, saying, hey, you know, Monday we're going to do a national public defenders march. And I just jumped with joy. I think that's a fantastic idea because of what we do, right? We as a public defender, we represent and defend, you know, the lower income people, the people that are, you know, most affected by, you know, the message that is behind Black Lives Matter at this time. So I think that it was really, really on point for public defenders to organize a march. And So I got with my managing attorney and some other attorneys around the office, and we decided that we wanted to do it here in Aztec. We weren't sure what kind of turnout we were going to have, but we knew that we wanted to be a part of it. And so we spread the word, and I think we had a good amount of people come and show their support. I was happy with the turnout. Thank you for coming, by the way, and for Captain Dowdy to come as well. And I think that just you guys being there, you know, is kind of indicative of the support that you guys have, you know, given us and given me, you know, in particular. And so I think that across the country, there's going to be different views on whether or not, you know, the police department should be a part of these kind of things. But I think that our view is, you know, just because there are some bad cops doesn't mean all cops are bad. And so I wanted to make sure to invite the ones that I knew I could trust to come. And so I invited you and Chief, or you and Captain, and then I invited some people from the Aztec Police Department and some people from the Sheriff's Office as well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I said I knew it was short notice, so I'm glad you guys took the time out to, sure. to come and do that with us.
And Chief Hill from Aztec PD was with us yeah. at the start as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the police department kind of took over the protest, it felt like to me. We thought it was a longer, so maybe we could go into some of the details on how that happened, Nicole.
I didn't think you were going to bring that
really?
Up.
Really? Yeah. It seems so.
Yeah, I know. So
it was supposed to be a long one, wasn't it?
It was supposed to be a long one. We were going to go from the district court all the way down to Blake's.
Boy, that's ambitious. How'd that turn out?
So we made it to the money saving bridge.
Okay.
And, you know, some people were saying, maybe we should turn around. And the group said, yeah, okay, yeah, let's do that.
I'm for democracy, of course.
Let's do that, you know.
But how is the communication of that message? I think that's where we're trying to go with it.
Well, see, you know, Chief, you were doing your duties as a police officer.
Yes.
And I greatly appreciate that.
Thank you.
And we left you there.
And you left me there.
I left you there. We did. We left you there. Yeah. And then you said, he's like, I got a good idea. Let's go down to Blake's. Yeah. And wait for them.
And we'll catch up.
And we'll catch up,
cause,
you know?
Because we're committed to this.
And then right we'll keep marching.
Yeah.
And so.
And how did that work?
Well, when we turned around at the money saving bridge, I didn't tell you. Nope.
And that isn't Blake's. Is it?
No. Yeah. So I keep on marching. Oh. I make it all the way back. And then I get a text message from Captain Dowdy. He's
about 3 hours later. We're just, you know, laying in our car. It's 85 degrees, but don't worry.
I mean, hopefully you had the air conditioning on.
Nicole was crying in the back seat. I want to go home. I want this to end.
No way.
No,
I love
Nicole.
Yeah.
Boy,
so
it's been stressful weeks. I don't know if you've understood.
I know. And the worst part is I had my phone on me, and I could have just been like, hey, guys, come down.
Well, I actually heard from Don and some of the others that you actually thought about texting us, and then you said, nah, why bother? And so
that is not true. That is not true.
I don't know. Don's the honest guy.
So. Not true.
To be fair, you had a lot going on.
I did.
Your dog was wearing a sign.
I know.
You had a sign.
Yeah.
His
sign kept falling off, too.
I know. It was adorable.
So cute.
Though.
I know. I was so upset.
I loved it.
But I do have to apologize for leaving you hanging. Sorry. And Captain Dowdy, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
So he will listen Monday. We'll all gather around and we'll listen to the podcast, which is available on KSJE through Scott.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So we have one other major event that we want to talk about today, and I think Nicole's kind of taking lead on this one.
I am. It's your birthday.
Oh, gosh.
So today we brought you birthday presents. Here's some beautiful flowers.
They're gorgeous.
And a piece of cake, because everyone needs cake on
their
birthday.
Yeah, on their birthday, of course.
Except I didn't bring you a fork.
Oh, these are beautiful. That's okay. I could caveman it. I'm okay with that. Oh, this looks delicious. Well, this is my first piece of cake today. My first present.
There you go.
Thank you. So happy. And you did it live
on Facebook
yeah.
Live.
Yeah. Oh, these are beautiful. Thank you so much.
And now Chief's going to sing to you.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Well, we're all going to sing, Scott.
Oh, even the Scots.
even the Scots. We all should.
We should.
All right, ready? Let's do it.
Scott's like, no.
1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nicole. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, guys.
Yay. See, this is a multi...
Thank you.
It's almost a Carol Burnett show.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's
I'm
multi-talented.
This.
We have live
again.
Skits.
Yeah,
we'll do this again.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah.
So you had a couple other things you wanted to talk about, Nicole. You You've been following the NFL draft, and you've been studying the Packers, and you want to talk about that.
That's not me, okay. Man. That's you.
Well, even I'm not doing that right now.
So you're not. You're not following that. It, right? You're not ready?
Well, I'm not ready. It's a long way off. But basketball may start up here in about 30 days. Mm-hmm. Baseball, I don't know what baseball is going to do. They still look like they're still undecided.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about
it. I think basketball is going to be in Orlando, Florida, mm-hmm. and they're going to have a expanded playoffs, and so... You know, we're one step closer to normalcy.
Yeah.
Disneyland's going to open. That's what I'm the most excited
Disneyland's
about.
Land or World?
Both.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. I think Disney World's opening soon and then Disneyland in July.
It's coming after that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm so excited. It's my happy place.
And the governor opened things up a little bit more yesterday, so now brew houses are about 50%. And that, so we can even give a shout-out to the one that hosted us for...
Oh, yeah, Lauderhouse. I haven't been since, actually, so I really need to go back. I heard it's a really cool space. From what I could see when we were there, they got a bunch of pinball machines. Mm-hmm. And then I know one of my friends is like a regular in their cornhole tournaments, so I really want to get in on that.
Good. Yeah, it's a great space. I love their spot. It's,
yeah.
It's
great.
They
some
pack
good
a bunch of
too.
People in there. I know that.
Oh, yeah. They did. It was packed. Yeah. It was
so that they can go up to 50% capacity, I think, under the new order from the governor, although that might not come into effect until tonight, I guess, is the first night.
Okay. Yeah, today they were posting. They've got the doors open, and they've been kind of renovating their patio, so I think they have even more space.
Oh, cool. So maybe I'll have to go there and get a birthday drink.
Yeah.
So as we, you know, as we come out of this, a reminder, let's go out and let's support our businesses that are opening, and they've had a tough couple of months, for sure. But, you know, we're opening things back up. That's good for us. It's good for the community. So we're down to just a few minutes left. Well, actually, give it off to Nicole if you have any other parting thoughts as we go.
No, I mean, we had a great visit from a couple families this week, I think, Wednesday. Yep. They brought in some donuts and really cute kids, all these wonderful, adorable children, and who brought us handmade cards, and that's the best. That's way better than donuts.
Oh, the community has been showing their love for the PD during tough days for the PD. Yeah.
And just in the comments and the things that they said, Candace... Our wonderful Candace.
Our wonderful
back
Candace.
Back at the station. She sent me an email I've read right before we came in that a lady called, and she just wanted all the officers to know that she just really appreciates them and loves them. And so that's just awesome that the community has really shown up and shown us that they support us. And we're so fortunate to have the community that we do, that we work closely with. And we're not going to stop doing that. That's something that we're still talking about and working and towards being better. Because we're not perfect. And
We have posted this last week, too, a couple of different things related to our use of force policies, related to our philosophy, the 8 Can't Wait, which it comes from PERF, Police Executive Research Forum, but Black Lives Matter is really hooked on to that as 8 policies that departments should have if they want to lower their use of force and lower their negative encounters with the community. And you can see where the FPD stands on that. We did a post on that you put out several days ago. It's gotten a lot of comments. I agree with Nicole. You know, we're never going to say that we're a perfect agency, but I think we're a very good agency. And I think when you look through what we've been doing over the last, this isn't something we've done here in the last 2 months. This is something we've been working on over the last 5 years or so. We've really changed, and I think the community should be proud of their department. Scott's given us the big 1 minute to go.
That finger.
Yeah, that finger. Well, it's a family-rated show, so.
Yeah.
So with that, we will leave it. Nicole, thank you very much for being on here.
Yeah, no, of course. This was fantastic. So I'm really glad to be a part of this. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
It was fun. So.
And we wish you all the luck so with Identity Inc. Yeah. And the fundraising, it's a great resource. Like I said, it is the only resource center like it in the entire state.
Yeah, it's the only brick and mortar center in New Mexico, and so we definitely want to keep it up and running and make sure that we can keep providing those resources to the community. So.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. We wish you a happy birthday, and with that, we'll see you next time on the Cop Shop with FPD. I'm
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.